just call them bugs. They'll be all kind.
I see. Well, what about the kind, you know, that's bad to get in your clothes and eat holes of them?
Moths? Yeah.
A good many of those?
Yeah.
Around here?
Many moths. Of course, people spray so much today. Controlled.
Yeah.
Much more than you used to.
Well, what about, do you ever hear of these kind of insects that are bad to burrow under your skin and make your skin itch? Anything like that?
Chiggers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are those the same thing as what some people call red bugs?
Yeah.
I see.
They're spiders, actually.
Chiggers?
Mm-hmm. Chiggers are spiders.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's one type of spider. I've seen them on rotten stumps. It's rather interesting. They'll be there by the pile. I reckon they eat, if they can't get animal to eat on, why they'll eat on that rotten wood.
I see. Kind of like a termite?
Yeah. Then you have this little old, we have the ticks that, of course, they can't get something to eat on, or they'll eat on leaves. Mosquitoes will do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I ran into something talking about ticks that amazed me. We were looking for Civil War relics, and we were using a metal detector. Mm-hmm. And we found a place over there where it indicated some metal. And we dug down, found a little piece of metal, tried again, still made an old one. We dug some more, found some more. Then we got to looking and there was ticks on our shoes. That metal detector had attracted them.
Really?
And they were just, you could turn it on where that metal, where it'd show up in noise and that it was metal. And those things are just like march, like soldiers marching towards it.
Hmm. That's unusual.
That, it amazed me. And we had to get us some leaves and limbs and brush our shoes off, get those ticks off. Now, since that time, they might still be back there. They just don't bite our cattle anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We keep something out to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
But that amazed me.
Well, I don't know how those metal detectors work. Do they work on some kind of basic radar principle or something like that?
That's right.
I was just wondering if the radio frequency or something like
that
might have something to do with it.
It does. It's bound to be. And
did you try turning it on and off and see if that had an effect?
Yeah, when you turned off, well, it just
scattered.
Just kind of moved back, you know, turn it on. Here they come.
Yeah.
Now I knew that the rattlesnakes would start moving when you start in an area cutting timber with those fire saws.
Yeah, hear the vibration that goes through that.
Yeah, that continued vibration that gets them on the move.
Well, you know, I guess it's the same thing. Have you ever heard of people fiddling for worms?
Yeah.
Drive some kind of stub down in the ground and scrape that board across it. All of a sudden, you get worms coming up out of the ground.
The old robin has something on the man, though. I don't know what to do. I watch them around here. They'll go up to one of those worm holes and he'll peck in it that way. Then he'll wait a little bit and he'll peck again. And then he'll wait a little bit. And you can see him watching, see that worm come up, and then he'll get that worm, pull it out of there. And he either injects some of his saliva or something into that hole, or those pecking noises make that worm come up.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd get that worm and he'll eat it.
Mm-hmm.